And welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with our host, Tom Meglia. Tom is a chartered financial consultant, an accredited estate planner, and holds a Master's of Science in Financial Services. He's got over 28 years of financial counseling and coaching experience. Tom is also a Crown Ministries budgeting coach and is a business and church consultant as well. We would love to hear from you. You can contact us at 800-386-3700. The first consultation is absolutely at no charge. You can visit us online at theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up for our free quarterly newsletter. Pick up a copy of Tom's latest book, The Economy of God, Knowing the Economy of God. Reba Tony here, along with our host, Tom Meglia. Tom, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm so excited. We're just about halfway through this series.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm great.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting good feedback. This is the series, Top 10 Financial Tips for a Great Marriage.
For a great marriage.
Not a ho-hum or dull or drub, but a great marriage.
Great.
So
that's
we've had, we're five down and five to go. Today is show number six.
Mm.
However, what is our 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 verse?
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful in training, rebuking, and teaching. Wait, I messed that one up. How did I mess it up?
And I love it.
Oh, you like when I mess it up.
I do.
Root for good, Tom.
I love it when people mess.
He's like, I will teach you.
Okay, let's try it again. All scripture is God-breathed.
Yes.
And it's useful.
And it's useful for
teaching.
Correcting.
Training. And rebuking.
And rebuking.
In righteousness.
So that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped
for every good work. Isn't that, I love that verse. I really do. It's actually two verses. And it reminds people that when we talk about God's economy and knowing the economy of God, which the book I wrote was based on, is based on something that not that I think, but God says.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so cool about the Bible, Reba, as you know. 66 books, I took Genesis to Revelation, said, all right, let's find all the financial principles in the Bible. All 66 books, it's like finding diamonds in a diamond mine.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Let's pull out the diamonds out of the scripture and let's work on understanding them and learning how to apply them to our normal and everyday lives.
And you're listening right now and you think, gosh, that sounds like it would take a long time to do that. It did. And thankfully, God put Tom here in our lives so he could do that while we were doing what we do best.
You know, Reba, when I was in school, I got C pluses in grammar and vocabulary, spelling, writing. It wasn't, it shouldn't have taken that long. It took like 3 years. And part of it was because I'm like, how do you do a sentence?
Well, the Bible, there's a lot in there. And there's a lot in
there
dealing with our finances because God knew that would be so connected to how we live our lives on a daily basis.
Exactly. There's over 2,000 verses in the Bible about money. And the key is to understand what the verses are, what the principles of God are, learning to apply them to your life, normal living, and asking God to change you through prayer by his love and power, not our strength through the flesh.
And that is the recipe that we use
mm-hmm.
when we go through different financial concepts.
Exactly. So ready for tip number six?
Let's hear it. I'm so excited.
Well, we've been talking a lot about the qualitative, the emotional, the qualitative, the first five principles. Today's number six, and
mm-hmm.
it's about budgeting.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're on quantitative and numbers. So to have a great marriage, in my view, as a financial planner and counselor for 28 years, couples need to have an understanding of just what a budget is or a spending plan. Couples need to have a spending plan, a monthly budget that they can follow and have some room to wiggle a little bit, wiggle room, but also an understanding of just what a budget is and the willingness and commitment to follow it so that overall they can attain financial goals and objectives, both short, medium, and long term, that we talked about last time, that are important to them and that God guides them towards.
I love how you think, Tom, because when you lay out principles or concepts, they all work hand in hand. When you realize, now that I'm thinking about that second, I believe it was the second tip,
mm-hmm.
which was to take an inventory
over
how you feel about finances and different concepts and what you grew up thinking
mm-hmm.
and what you still believe.
How you were raised,
right.
And background.
Because when you say tip number six, couples need to have a spending plan,
mm-hmm.
budget for some people is like has a ring of salvation to it, but budget to other people sounds derogatory.
I know, and a lot of people can't stand that word budget.
I
it's
know.
The B word.
Ah!
The B word.
But to other people, budget sounds so safe. It sounds like a big warm blanket that's just going to protect them.
That's right. Because some people feel secure knowing that they can only spend a certain amount of dollars under certain circumstances for certain categories.
Right. For me, budget is a beautiful word.
Really?
It is. When I look at what
Since when? Just kidding.
When I look at my finances and I think, okay, this money goes here, this money goes here, this money goes here, and I see it all lined out, it's like a bright, shiny light. I'm like, it all works.
It all fits. Well, think about, Reba, what would it be like to not have a budget? Or what would it be like if the husband didn't want a budget and the wife does? How do you think they would get along?
Well, I think for the wife, it would be really scary. And for the husband, he would feel like he was in rebellion.
Right. If the two, let's say one of the two spouses wants a budget, the other spouse doesn't. Doesn't matter which it is, husband or wife, there's going to be disharmony.
Yeah.
There will be disunity.
Yeah.
Because one person is thinking, oh, it'll just happen. Let's just spend.
Right.
We're still here, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Have we missed any meals?
Just pay the bills when they come in, and hopefully the last one that comes in will get some money.
Exactly. The hope. And sometimes that leads to woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what happened?
Yeah. Some bills.
Where did we go wrong?
Need to get paid.
Exactly. But they have to be
they
paid.
They have to. Exactly.
Love will not pay the rent.
Nope.
Or, money will.
Or the light bill.
No. Numbers do. Money does. And so that's the first part of this tip, Reba, is that when the two spouses are not in sync, they're not in unity, that is going to create trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a great marriage, you cannot have trouble. Now, if someone out there is driving around thinking, okay, Tom, what if me and my spouse, neither of us want a budget? Mm-hmm. So we're in harmony.
Unity. That's why they fell in love. They're like, you don't want a budget? Me either. Let's get married.
I know. But the problem with that is you're going to run into financial problems sooner or later because that violates all kinds of scriptures and economic principles. Like count the cost before you build the tower.
Mm.
Like the wise man sees trouble ahead and protects himself in advance.
Mm-hmm.
The simpleton ignores it and suffers for it.
Mm.
So someone could say, play games with me here, word games, and say, well, neither of us want a budget. We're in harmony. And that's true. You're in harmony, but that's not a good harmony.
Right.
That's
and
not
even if,
good.
Even if you think, well, we have plenty of money. We live modestly. We don't need to think about it. Well, that's really not being a good steward,
right,
which is what you are.
Exactly.
That's saying it's all ours and it doesn't matter to me, so it shouldn't matter. When the fact is, you're just a steward. You're not the owner.
Exactly, Reba. And that also plays into the fact that some couples do not want accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, singles too. A lot of times people don't want any accountability. They just want to spend where they want to spend it, when they want to spend money for whatever they want and not have to be accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And that violates stewardship and ownership anchors that we talked about on our show and also in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So to have a great marriage, it's important to start learning to budget. And after the break, I'll explain how to budget.
Mm-hmm. Now, we touched briefly on the anchors. Talk more about that for just a second.
Sure. The four anchors that this program and the book are based on are, number one, God is the one and true only owner of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we are the stewards or managers of what belongs solely to God. Number three, liberal and big giving, delightful, generous, hilarious giving, sacrificial giving is what we want to achieve, to be great givers of everything, time, money, talents, treasures, everything. We don't want to be the kind of Christians, Reba, that turn our heads when a giving opportunity is in front of us. Do we want to do that? No.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to turn my head when I see a giving opportunity in front of me. God allowed that to happen. And number four, contentment is the goal for all Christians to achieve. Contentment, knowing that it's okay to have financial goals and a financial plan, but if you don't attain them, you're content.
Mm-hmm. And you're content along the way.
Exactly, Reba. So those are the four anchors of God's economy that we talk about every single week.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't achieve much in the way of financial success without understanding where your money is and what it's doing, and therefore you need to have a budget so that you understand where your money is.
And I think what scares most people about budgets is they want to spend big in one area, and like you said, they don't want any accountability. But you know, if you know that you if you budget your money out and everything is covered, then you can budget more money for that area that is more important to
exactly.
you. That's okay.
That's okay to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying how much you need to budget for each area, but they're saying be aware, be conscious, and have a proactive plan.
Right. But to have a great marriage, you need to budget, because that budget will breed trust. It'll mm-hmm. give you more understanding of where things are. There's a verse in Proverbs, Reba. I forgot the verse to write it down today, but it says, give careful attention to your flocks. Know the condition of your herds, mm-hmm. which means know where your money is and where it's going.
And know where your herds are.
You got it. It's in Proverbs.
Okay, we'll be right back. We're going to discuss this further. We're on tip number 6 on the top 10 financial tips for a great marriage.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
And we're back to Knowing the Economy of God. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us online at theeconomyofgod.com. Sign up for a quarterly newsletter. Pick up a copy of Tom's latest book, Knowing the Economy of God. You can also reach us by phone at 800-386-3700. We're talking about the top 10 financial tips for a great marriage. We're on tip number 6, which is couples need to have a spending plan. You can go online to theeconomyofgod.com to find out what the other 5 tips are.
Right.
You can download a podcast. You can find out all kinds of resources. Tom is giving me a funny look when I say podcast. Podcast. So make sure you go online to find out all the resources that are right there, a click away.
Podcast reminds me of string beans for some reason.
little pods.
Exactly.
No peas. Okay, so we're talking about couples need to have a spending plan.
Budgeting, sure.
And it's funny because as a single person, mm-hmm. I am the keeper of all my spending plan.
Yes.
And when I change it, I change it.
Yes.
And when I update it or anything, any changes I make in my spending plan are basically between me and God.
Yes, exactly.
And so I can imagine how much more involved it is for two people, the push and pull that must take place in a lot of marriages when mm-hmm. they start talking about where are we going to spend our money.
Exactly. And the way to begin budgeting, Reba, is to write down or track your spending for 31 days. Now, people say, Tom, what's the first step? You don't need a fancy computer program. You need to have the discipline to write down what you spend, no matter what category it is, for 31 days.
Now, is that my debit and my credit card
anything,
and cash? All
anything.
Of it. Okay.
So if you use cash or debit card and it went into clothing or car repairs or any of those kind of things, mm-hmm. you need to write it down. Mm-hmm. If you don't write it down for 31 days, both spouses, you'll not know where your money went.
Yeah.
Now, let me give you the 6 budget busters, okay, of any budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are not in specific order, but they're all inclusive. Okay, number one is eating out, where couples sometimes eat out too much and spend too much eating out. Number two, pets and vets, where dogs and cats are extremely expensive. Those things can blow up budgets easily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number three is buying too much clothes, and where you buy clothes is important. Number
mm-hmm.
four, car repairs.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, entertainment and recreation. Okay. So, you know, we're talking about some people just going out and spending too much and not thinking because they're out having fun recreating or entertainment,
mm-hmm.
and they're not thinking about numbers because they're too busy having fun.
Sure, $15 a Blockbuster every weekend. It adds up.
Adds up, Reba. And number six, vacations, because people are on vacation and they rarely think about, since they're having so much fun out there in
and this
Hawaii.
This is the only time we'll ever be here.
Exactly. We'll never be back to Hawaii again. So
we'll never be at the Hawaiian airport again.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Get the combo.
Let's take the let's take the $150 per hour helicopter ride. So times four.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, you know, those are really basically the 6 budget busters.
Mm-hmm. Now, really, only 2 of those fall into a hierarchy of needs that you would have to have.
Well,
which would be clothing and transportation, right?
Yes. And see, that's the problem, Reba, because so many people, and this is where husbands and wives disagree so much. A need to me is not a need to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
A need for my wife may not be a need in my view.
Mm-hmm.
We define it differently. Now, we all need clothes, sure, but mm-hmm. where you buy those clothes and how you buy them is a big issue. Where you repair a car or mm-hmm. how much you spend for a car. There's so many differences that can arise.
Right.
Once you hammer out these details
uh-huh.
with, let's say, a budget counselor,
mm-hmm.
those 5 or 6 budget busters really come into more crystal clear view.
Sure.
But if you don't write down your spending, you can't have a budget.
And you can, if you think about it, if you put more thought into things, you can actually even save money. Like, I shop a lot.
That's right.
But because I'm out there a lot, I don't spend every time I'm out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I find things on sale. I can even, if I'm out there and I see something I like, I'll wait. I'll wait till the end of the season and buy it at a 75% discount.
See, to me, I can't do that. When I'm thinking about clothes, Reba, I go into the clothing store, and I won't tell you which ones. I pull up in the parking lot. I'm like, okay, it's 10 of 9, let's say, in the morning. I'm out of here by 9. So for
10 of 9? 10 of 9?
Yeah.
But see, that kind
that's
of...
That's how I shop.
But that kind of thinking, it's more of an impulse buy.
Well, I already knew on the way over what I wanted.
Okay.
I asked the store clerk, where exactly is men's shirts, let's say?
Right.
Okay, where exactly is it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I make a beeline for it. Uh-huh. I ignore everything around it. Shirts. I look for my size. I say yes or no. I'm decisive. I know what colors I wanted before I came in.
It's a nice shirt you're wearing now.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Boom, boom. Got it. I'm gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it took me like 10 to 12 minutes. I'm out.
But as long as you stay within your budget, you should be fine.
And I do.
And as long as you don't spend all your budget on one designer handbag a year, you should be fine.
And I don't like those kind of things, so I don't. But I know where, you know, I only have 2 pairs of shoes, you know.
Hey, if that's all you need.
And
I have 20 pair, but my 20 pair probably cost as much as your 2 pair.
Imelda Marcos, why do you have 20 pair of shoes?
Different outfits. Hello.
It's a joke. So back to budgeting. Back to
but
budgeting.
You know, look at us. Look how much time we could spend
yes.
on this one little subject.
Oh, I know.
I can only imagine how much conversation could be sparked about this between a couple. And we talked about that last week. Tip number 5
right.
was that communication must be constructive and effective.
Exactly.
And I imagine there's a lot of arguing and ineffective communication going on over these budgeting, these spending plans.
I'll give you an example. You spent what on shoes today? Are you kidding me? You spent what on that coat?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you hear that?
I mean, oh, yeah.
That's just on one of the budget busters.
Yeah.
That's not on any of the others. But I think clothing and pets.
The only
and vets.
One that brings couples together is car repair because they cry. They coddle each other as they cry.
There you go. Of course, Reba, you ran over the fire hydrant. Why?
Oh, no.
Were you not looking where you were driving?
Oh, no. Cry with me, please.
You just broke the axle.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to pay for that.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that one.
There's so many. I've been in thousands of budgeting meetings with clients. And
What do they do about these budget busters?
We have to have a lot of talk and conversation. Mm-hmm. But if you don't write down and track your spending, you don't really know where money went anyway. So it's all conjecture. And once money is tracked, spending is tracked for 31 days on every category, both fixed and variable, then we can make a plan and say, okay, you know, let's plan on spending only so much for these categories and commit and dedicate to spending equal or less than what we budget for this category.
Wow.
And we make up the categories like gift giving for Christmas and birthdays, friends. You know, I know some people who have so many so-called friends, their gift giving budget is just completely out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to give the neighbor this or a friend at work that, you know, and so there's so many emotional things that go along with gift giving.
Yeah.
That's another budget buster.
There really is. And at the end of the season, right before Christmas comes, people go out of control. They throw those budgets right out the window and they start freaking out.
Reba, that's why people don't achieve much in financial planning, because they don't have a financial plan and they don't have the component called budgeting inside a financial plan. So many people in America never get anywhere with their finances, and that leads to trouble down the road.
Or discipline.
Or they have no discipline.
To stick to it.
Right.
Because that's hard.
Exactly. It's not a fancy computer program that does it. It could be a paper bag that you write everything on. Mm-hmm. It's the dedication and discipline to track your spending, come up with a plan, decide as a couple, what are we trying to accomplish? And then let's spend only to those categories that we have put in numbers that fit into our overall net income.
And it can be fun, too.
It can be fun.
When you look at, okay, we're going to spend equal or less in this area,
right,
but then we're going to be saving money for these other areas that we really want down the line.
Exactly. Well, how do you save for retirement and college funds for kids if you can't be on some form of a spending plan?
Mm-hmm. Most people aren't anymore.
Right. That's why the Social Security Administration says only about 5% of all Americans retire between 65 and 70 independently. And that's a scary statistic. And that's because people aren't doing the planning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important. Fixed costs, Reba, are like rent, mortgage, utility bills, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Variable are those budget busters that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
How much should we give for Christmas? Like when we have our Christmas show, I might give you a little plant. I don't know. Depends if I can pull it up out of the car, out of the garden, you know. And that might be my gift for you. I don't know.
I do homemade cards a lot.
There you go.
We take a nice picture.
Yes.
And I make these nice little cards and I give them to everybody, and it's a nice little gift.
But for a lot of people, they might say, but Reba, what if your cousin Jane gives you a $400 gift? How are you going to feel?
Praise God. Does Jane have my address?
Well, I hope so.
I do too.
but someone might say, well, how are you going to feel giving her such a small gift?
That's a contentment issue that we have.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to pride.
Right.
Because when someone gives you a gift, they should be giving you that out of the kindness of their heart. You should be receiving it in the same spirit. And it's not about reciprocating. It's about a gift is a loving offering to someone to please them, make them happy. It's not a back and forth that a lot of people think it is.
So are you saying the thought should count?
No, I'm saying if somebody gives you a gift, you're not obligated to give them a gift too.
Okay, I want you to say, I'm going to record that and play that in my financial counseling sessions for couples.
Yeah.
Because so few couples buy into that.
I know.
They're so worried about what the other person thinks.
And it shouldn't be that way.
And then when they see him again at the next event, they're like, oh, did you see that dirty look I got for not?
Yeah.
I wonder if that's because we gave them a gift that was a lot less than the gift they gave us.
It shouldn't be like that.
Shouldn't be, Reba. And that's one of the problems people have. Let's pray. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, thank you for this day. Change us, Lord. This is the prayer of change, Father God. So you do the power, the love, you have it, Lord, to change us. Help us, Lord, to be wise and have great marriages using financial tips to honor our commitments and vows. We thank you, God. We love you, Lord, but only because you love us first and most. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
We would love to hear from you. The first appointment with Tom is absolutely at no charge. It is free. You can afford that. 800-386-3700. Call him. Plan for retirement, children's education, tax liability, invest for special situations. Call today. 800-386-3700. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God. God.